Shalom, Mishpucha. Shalom, family. Mishpucha is a Hebrew word. It means family. And we're the Mishpucha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people, where the middle wall of separation has come down to form one new man. Why? Because we're about ready to have the biggest revival in the history of planet Earth. My guest, Deborah Shambora. Deborah, in a million years, did you ever believe you would be given this gift of seeing in the spirit world, seeing the demons, seeing the angels, seeing what God is up to, being able to go to heaven at will? Did you ever think that was possible?
No, I didn't. I had never really heard of anybody seeing in the spirit, so I thought it was a little bit strange at first. Then I just, you know, trusted the Lord, and he taught me, as you said yesterday when we were talking, we talked about the fact that I was hidden. The Lord hasn't really put me in groups, large groups of people who do this. He's mostly taught me and trained me on my own, and I've had to make sure that everything that I do and say matches up with his scripture, and that's the most important thing. I don't think this is a special gift just for me. I think, as you say, we're family. We're in the family business, and this is a valuable gift for us to go about the family business, the Father's business. So I think that this particular gift, that even now God wants to share this gift with anyone who is willing to work and to move with his agenda. You said something about agenda. Agenda is, we have our own agendas. We can't have our own agenda. We have to truly just have the agenda the Holy Spirit has. It isn't about doing what we're doing on our own. And I think the Lord wants to make people part of his family today.
Well, see, I believe that if you lay hands on people, some wonderful things are going to happen to almost release them into this realm, just as that's what happened with you. Someone laid hands on you. But I believe it can be spoken as easily as laying on a hand, just like healing can be a word of knowledge, or it could be the laying on of hands, or it could be the person praying by themselves. But what do you think about praying for all those that are hungry to move into this spiritual realm where they get their spiritual vision, which is far more important than their natural vision?
Right. I tell people this. We have spiritual senses. I believe we have five spiritual senses, the same as we have five physical senses. And some people will be more gifted in the sight. God will give them more sight. But some people will be more gifted in the other senses. I have smelled things in the spirit. I have heard things in the spirit. I have yet to taste things in the spirit, but I know that's coming. I just don't know what it's going to be like. Because God says, taste and see that I am good. And so I tell people not to really seek after the vision and the seeing, because of all of our senses, our seeing can be the least reliable at times. If you just watch a movie, we think something's happening on a movie, but it's actually just being done in a computer simulation. So I really would like people to be open to sensing with their spirit and to growing in sensing in all of areas of their spirit and knowing what's happening in the spirit realm. Not only by vision and not seeking that, but seeking to be a part of the family and a part of what God is doing and to join in the family business.
Deborah, I know God's been speaking to you as he's been speaking to me about young people and that have such a hunger for God. I can see young teenagers moving in the realm you're moving in large numbers all over the world. What's God showing you about this younger generation?
It is so crucial for this younger generation to be introduced to these things in the spirit realm, because that's what they're looking for, and they look for it in all the wrong places. That's why there's such an increase, I believe, in the interest in witchcraft and the interest in drugs and alcohol by the younger generation, because they're looking for the spiritual life. They're looking to live in the spirit realm. And it's not satisfying them trying to do it in the natural. That's the lie of the enemy, that it can be, that you can have the same thing through drugs or alcohol or whatever else you do. I believe that this generation is the generation that is ushering in the final end of this world. And they are crucial to what is going to happen in the spirit realm.
You know, I think there's going to be such a polarization that when someone says they're a Christian, they really will be, rather than that just happens to be their religion. In other words, I'm looking at my notes, and you believe this too, that the evil will get stronger, and God's kingdom will get stronger and stronger, and people are going to have to choose.
Yes, there's going to be more definite times of choosing. And right now, I truly believe we are in a transition point. We're in that point of choosing at this moment. It's a new year in the Jewish New Year. And this new year, there's something different God is doing. I truly believe that God is calling us to make that decision. Do you just want to be that Christian who goes to an institutional church and on Sundays and then goes and lives your life without him? Or do you want to be that kind of person who is in the family of God and who actually lives and breathes in the spirit realm as well as in the natural? I think that's our choice right now.
Deborah, press in and pray what God tells you to pray.
Father, I just want to ask you to encourage everyone who's listening to light within them that fire, that flame that's inside of them, Lord, that you put in them in their spirit. I just would ask that you increase that fire in them, that hunger, that thirst after you, that desire to be in your family, that desire for truth, Lord, not in the things of the natural, not in any of the things the enemy has placed in our path, but Father, that you would have us look in the spirit realm with our eyes and see you, with our ears and hear your voice. You said we can hear your voice and know it. We want to hear your voice, Lord. We want to be led by you, just like the children of Israel were led through the promised land. We want to see the fire, Lord, by night and the cloud by day. I ask, Lord, even now, as those people are pressing into you, listening to this radio show, that as they're pressing in and they're coming to a place where they say, Lord, I want this. I want you in that kind of way. I want to be in your family. I want to do what you're doing and partner with your angels. I ask that you release that all over this world, Lord, where this broadcast is being heard. Just release into them, Lord, the power. They don't need another person. They just need you. I ask that you strengthen that relationship that you have with them. And I encourage anyone who wants this relationship to just run to the Lord. Just open your heart to him and run to him. And this is the time that God has that for you. It's available for you right now. It's not something you have to work at. It's not something that you have to beg for. It's something that you have to just sacrifice your own agenda and say, Lord, it's about you and it's not about me. So thank you, Lord, for everything that you've done. We appreciate it. In Jesus' name, amen.
You know, Deborah, there's such a strong, tangible presence of God right now that has flooded this studio. In fact, I'm a little concerned about my engineer, because when this happens, she's so hungry for God. She may not be looking at the controls, but there is such a wonderful presence of God that is right there. And in his presence, all things are possible. And I'm hearing that people are being healed right now. They're being healed of back pain. That back pain is gone, neck pain. In fact, pain of any kind in this anointing, you just can reach into that invisible world and pull in your healing. Are you sensing anything about healing, Deborah?
Pain in the hips and just a that has been really bothering someone for quite some time. The Lord is wanting to make that no longer a concern. There's something to do with maybe ovarian cancer that God is working on. That God wants you to know that He has all power to even heal things like ovarian cancer. It's not impossible with God to heal specific things like that. He can deal with back pain. He can deal with pain in the hips. He can also deal with cancer, and he wants you to know that today.
Let me ask you this. What has God been speaking to you about our One New Man kit that we're making available?
I think it's an incredible opportunity, a way for people to actually get started in doing the thing that God wants them to do, and that's serving him in his way and not serving an institution in the way that that's been set up to serve. I love the church, and I think God has great plans for the church, but not the church that we call it the church, not the institutional church that man has built, but the church that God wants to build. And I think the house church and the one new man kit that you're talking about really is going to be the way to get started in that. And once you get started, the Lord, the Holy Spirit, the Father will actually move you into places you've never thought you could go. And you will be seeing, you'll be hearing, you'll be fellowshipping with Him, you'll be seeing angels ministering with you. I think it all starts from just walking that out, taking that step, saying, yes, I want to do this thing, and I'm willing to do it, Lord, if you partner with me. And just get started. If it's two people, if it's four people, let God grow it for you as you grow in Him.
Well, if you're getting tired of looking at the back of someone's head for 20 years, and you want to be a participant rather than a spectator, I'm telling you, this is the way to do it. Right today for our One New Man kit, donation of $100 will rush it to you. Shabbat broadcast, let me bless you. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord cause His countenance to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord grant you His shalom, His completeness in your spirit. Remember, Deborah was praying, saying she could see in people's spirits, in your soul, in your emotions, in your flesh. Be healed from the top of your head to the bottom of your toes. And I'd say, insomnia, no more will you harass God's people. In the name of Yeshua HaMashiach Tzikenu, Jesus the Messiah, our righteousness.
Yair Adonai panav elecha v'chonecha. Yisa Adonai panav elecha v'asem lecha shalom.
Has found the key to worldwide revival. This is God's time to reach the Jewish people with His love. Messiah Jesus has torn down the wall dividing Jew and Gentile. The two together form one new man to reach the world. God's method to reach the Jewish people is through signs and wonders. This is why our website, SidRoth.org, is jam-packed with tools to equip you to move in signs and wonders, understand Israel and the Jewish roots of the church. Log on to SidRoth.org today.
If you would like to receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpucha or Chalitzim, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521, or call our order-only line, 1-800-548-1918. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-548-1918. For all other calls, the number is 912-265-2500. That's 912-265-2500. For a cassette tape, or CD, of this week's broadcast, send a donation of $10 or more to Sid Roth, that's SIDROTH, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521. To see our television show, It's Supernatural, or archives of our radio and TV shows, look us up on the web at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org.